Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, Rob. How are you doing?
Good. Banff Council met on Monday, and a large part of it was devoted to the Banff Community Housing Strategy. What can you tell us about the strategy and the task force that was created to address this issue?
Well, it was a great presentation and certainly time very well spent to see what the committee has come forward with in terms of a Banff Community Housing Strategy. Council did adopt their document. Of course, housing is Council's top priority, and in 2013, we put a community task force together to create some actionable and community-driven strategies to address the housing challenges in Banff. I think what Council was looking for and what we have received is a document that shows us real tactics and solutions for Council to consider and implement to make sure we make some headway on this housing crisis we're in.
And what are some of the examples of tactics and solutions, some tangible stuff that you guys can work on here?
It's quite a long document, and I do encourage people to go banff.ca and have a look at it. But at a high level, some of the areas that were addressed were both short and long-term rentals in terms of how do we create more housing in those areas. Lots of discussion around potential partnerships. There was some suggestions for policies. Lots of discussion around education. Do neighborhoods actually know what is allowed to be built next to them? Do residents fully understand the need to reside clause with Parks Canada? And I think at the end, lots of tactics in terms of measuring success. We want to keep this committee alive so that we can actually start to measure the success moving down the road. One of the highlights for me was the title, The Place to Call Home. And it was elaborated that, you know, Banff isn't just a place to live. It is a place to call home. And we need to make sure that people feel that when they're living here.
There were a few other things discussed at Banff Council on Monday. Can you give us a brief rundown of those?
One of the other interesting topics, at least from a council perspective, is the Wash Rock product that we started to use last year for snow and ice maintenance. We've always dealt with, because of the product, we were using huge dust issues in the spring and operations used a new product last year, and we were very, very pleased with the outcome. We also got a report on how our action requests are working, and that is the best way to get follow-up from the town. If there's a very specific issue in your neighborhood, banff.ca action request, and we were showing a report of how effective that tool is being and the largest demand of requests and what areas those are in. So that was very interesting as well.
This afternoon at 4 o'clock, the Town of Banff and Town of Canmore are getting together for a joint council meeting. What's sort of the idea behind having the two councils meet at the same time?
Town of Banff and Town of Canmore, we do see each other regularly, and we certainly have lots of discussions around what we have in common and the projects that we work on together. So it really is just to formalize some of those conversations that we have at conferences or over lunches or whatever the case may be. We did do this one other time. For instance, we're going to hear a presentation on the Southern Alberta Energy from Waste Association. Ian Wilson is going to be there talking to us about Bow Valley Regional Housing and the new seniors housing project that we're trying to move forward on in Canmore. Banff was very interested in hearing about Elevation Place and the success that it's seeing. In return, Banff is going to speak to their Economic Prosperity Initiative and how we have started to study economic prosperity in Banff. We're also going to hear a presentation from a couple of Banff administrators on rail service and can that, in fact, be revived in our area. They really are educational presentations that are of interest to both communities. It just is great to be able to get together and hear some of these presentations and network a bit and hear what's going on in both communities.
The Banff Canmore Joint Council meeting will take place this afternoon, 4 o'clock, in the Banff Town Hall Council Chambers. Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks very much.